Friday, 27 week ordinary time 2. The first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 7 to 14. Realize then that it is those who have faith who are children of Abraham. Scripture, which saw in advance that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, foretold the good news to Abraham, saying, "To you shall all the nations be blessed." Consequently, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham who had faith. For all who depend on works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, "Cursed be everyone who does not persevere in doing all the things written in the book of the law." And that no one is justified before God by the law is clear. For the one who is righteous by faith will live. But the law does not depend on faith. Rather, the one who does these things will live by them. Christ ransomed the earth from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might be extended to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Second, the Gospel from Luke, chapter 11, verses 15 to 26. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do the own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." When a strong man fully armed God his panic, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams to arid regions searching for rest. But finding none, it says, "I shall return to my home from which I came." But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that person is worse than the first. sharing of the reading, further theme, searching for the truth. The question, how can people be certified before God, is the center of St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. His opponents believe people can be certified by carefully observing all the law. St. Paul repudiated this belief and demonstrated that people can only be certified by their faith in Christ. An understanding of his demonstration is very important for protecting the truth, reaching our salvation, and reconciling with other religions in ecumenism. There are only God, and though he gave power to, are able to expel unclean spirits. Jesus yielded God's power to expel an unclean spirit from the mute. But some people said, by the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Jesus told them that their accusations were nonsense and out of their jealousy. Second analysis. First reading. People are justified by faith. First point. Abraham became righteous by his obedience in God. This is the strongest case which Paul used to demonstrate his argument, because both Paul and the Jews believe in Abraham, and the best way to understand a principle is to see how it is applied to Abraham's case, a well-known man. He is the person whom God gave a great promise. All nations on earth shall be blessed to him. See Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. He is also chosen to be God's close friend. How could he be pleased to God? The Jews said, by carefully observing God's law. St. Paul repudiated it because at Abraham's time there is no law. The law was given to Moses, who lived about 430 years after Abraham. See Letter to Galatians chapter 3, verse 17. St. Paul said that Abraham pleaded God by completely believing in all what God said to him. Who are Abraham's descendants? The Jews believe that they are the true descendants of Abraham through circumcision, and they are proud of it because it makes them different with the Gentiles. St. Paul didn't believe so. He declared, realize then that it is those who have faith who are the children of Abraham. Scripture which saw in advance that God would certify the Gentiles by faith foretold the good news to Abraham, saying, through you shall all the nations be blessed. Consequently, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham who had faith. Therefore, the Galatian faithful are Abraham's true descendants because they proclaimed their faith in Christ, not by carefully observing of the law. Second point. Moreover, The law put people under a curse. St. Paul's next argument shall lead his opponent to a one corner and have no escape. He said, supposing what you said were right, you can be justified before God by carefully observing of the law. What are the consequences you must get? First, you must keep all the law. If not, you must endure its consequences. Next, you must keep all the law, and no one can straightforwardly say that he kept all laws. Therefore, you are under a curse because it is written, cursed be everyone who does not persevere in doing all the things written in the book of the law. See Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 26. The book of Habakkuk also taught against you. The just man, because of his faith, shall live. See Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. So, no one can justify by the law. There is only one way to be righted and live, is through faith. Of course, God's promise is unchanged. Whoever carefully observes the law shall live. But none of us can follow that road because we all sin. Third point. Christ saved the earth from the law curse. Since everyone violated the law, they must die. But who can save human beings from death? This is exactly the cause for Christ's incarnation and death. He did it to redeem people's sin. Christ redeemed people from the law curse by becoming the curse himself, because it is written, cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 23. He did it by being hung on the cross. The Gentiles can also be inherited Abraham's blessing. Paul concluded, the blessing of Abraham might be extended to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Second, the gospel. If it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. The third point, human jealousy. When people saw Jesus had driven the unclean spirit out of a man, most people were startled. But some of them said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. This is an accusation from zealous people. When they could not do what Arthur did, they try to find any reason, even unreasonable one, to minimize or to deny the other's good work. Knowing of their jealousy, Jesus pointed out their wrong accusation by the two demonstrations. First, to divide is to be destroyed. To survive, people need to stick with each other. If they divide between themselves, they will be destroyed. Jesus asked them, if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Satan must protect his members, because if Satan opposes his members, how can his kingdom be remained? Therefore, the accusation of Jesus depending on Beelzebub's power to expel a devil is contradictory and wrong. Second, many Jews can expel demons. The Jewish people from the Solomon time believe they can expel demons by burning plants, flowers, or animal organs. Smoke from the burning will expel demons out of possessed people. One of the examples was found in the book of Tobit, when the archangel Raphael told Tobiah to burn the fish heart and liver to drive out the demon out of Sarah on their wedding night. See Tobit chapter 8, verses 2 to 3. Jesus challenged them, "If I then drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do the own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be judged. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Second point, Jesus had power on devils. To show that he had power over devils, Jesus gave an example which everyone can understand. He said, "When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. The dumb devil can be compared as a strong and fully armed man. He had a power stronger than the young man because he could control him. But when Jesus used God's power to expel the dumb devil, the young man recovered. This showed that Jesus had power over unclean spirits. Next, Jesus told his audience the need to always have God in their soul. When an unclean spirit got out of someone, it roamed to arid regions searching for rest. But finding none, it said, I shall return to my home from which I came. But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first. God and devil cannot live together. When God lives, there is no devils. And wherever devil live, there is no God. If a reason always has tried with him and lived according to Christ's teachings, unclean spirits have no opportunity to enter his life. But if he doesn't practice virtues and live in sin, his life shall be destroyed by the unclean spirits. Amen. Application in life. None of us can become righteous before God by carefully keeping of the commandment. Because we are not able to keep all the commandments, we can only be justified by believing in Christ. He died for us, so that by his blood we are reconciled with God and receive all needed blessing both for this life and the next. We must be humble to recognize God's power achieved in us and others. Do not let pride and jealousy darken our mind so that we may despise or deny God's wonderful works. Amen.